855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
All right. So you can, of course, bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. And, of course, we bring stuff to the table as well. Julia, you wanted to tell me about, and the audience as well, you, the libertarian restaurant you stumbled across?
Well, it's not, I should disclaimer, it doesn't claim to be libertarian, but I thought it was interesting. I came across, I stumbled across it, and I was just bored at work, and I was reading this menu. So it's in Atlanta, and I'm sure some of, if you have listeners in Atlanta, probably know about it. But this restaurant has rules printed on their menu. And I just wanted to read some of the rules because I thought they were, A, amusing, and, B, there's some very libertarian things in these rules.
And you're somebody who's worked in restaurants
yes,
for a number of years.
Yes, if you worked in restaurants, you will find these very funny. So there's these rules are printed on the front of the menu, like I said. So stuff you should know. Warning. The Vortex Bar and Grill is not politically correct. If you are easily offended, there's a good possibility that you will be offended here. We offer
it sounds like the warning on my bulletin board system on freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I love it. I want to go, but I don't ever go to Atlanta, but maybe someday.
Mm.
We offer our customers delicious grilled animal products, a great selection of booze, and the option to smoke cigarettes. Consider yourself warned.
That could offend different types of people
yes.
right there.
Read the menu. Almost everything you could possibly need to know about our food and beverage selection is printed somewhere on our menu. Please read them thoroughly. If you ask us stupid questions, we will be forced to mock you mercilessly.
What?
Yeah. Oh, it gets better.
Is this for real?
Yes, this is for real. This is a real restaurant.
There's real photos of this?
Like, yeah, I'm at their website.
Okay, all right.
And There was this restaurant that was actually featured on a TV show, which is why I...
So you know for sure it's
yes,
real.
Yes, I know for a fact it is real. And I know someone who went there.
Wow.
With pictures, so, yes. No whining.
I'm just trying to imagine. The waitress saying to somebody, just mocking them.
Well,
for asking
this girl
question.
Said that her server was really nice. Yeah, that like
sure.
They weren't really mocking, but they have basically the backing. Like they can laugh at you, I guess. Or they probably don't. But
wow.
No whining. The Vortex Bar and Grill is not a public library. It is a privately owned bar, and we and as such, we enforce a very strict no whining policy. We're sorry if you're offended by the obnoxious strippers sitting at the table next to you, or if you feel that the music is too loud or the bar area is too smoky. But if you really need to have total control over your environment, then you need to stay home.
Yep.
I love this. Idiot free zone. At the Vortex Bar and Grill, the customer is not always right.
Wow.
We reserve
nice.
The right to refuse service to anyone, especially if we think you're a great big jerk. We strive to keep the Vortex the official idiot-free zone at all times, so if you're acting like an idiot, we will be sure to let you know right before we throw you out.
Outstanding.
Smoking. The Vortex is proud to accommodate non-smokers and smokers alike, but in accordance with the Georgia Smoke-Free Air Act of 2005, you must now be 18 or older to enter the Vortex at any time. If you cannot tolerate being around any type of smoke, we suggest you go somewhere else. If you are going to smoke, make sure you know where our designated smoking areas are.
Oh, this is like a badass kind of a website.
I know.
It's like
very
a biker
fancy.
Bar almost.
It does. Peak hours and seating. If we are on wait for tables, make sure to give your name to the host. This is the only way you will get a seat. We do not seat incomplete parties during peak periods. We know all your little tricks, too, so don't even try them. If we are very busy and you have finished eating and drinking, we may ask you to give up your table.
Hmm, yeah.
Don't be offended, because someday when you're waiting for a table, it will make you very happy. And don't ever come in here and start moving the furniture around like you own the place, or we'll have to slap you like a redheaded stepchild. If your group has special seating needs, please see the manager, and we will assist you. Really, we want to help.
That's amazing.
I love it.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. How long have these people been around? I wonder.
They have two locations in Atlanta.
Huh. Yeah, let's see. Their website says since 1992. So, because my suggestion might be maybe they're too harsh. Maybe this is like some new website or some new restaurant. They're going to go out of business. Because most restaurants, they're done in the first year. And then the rest of them, most of them go out of business within 5 years.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to stay in business as a restaurant. It's a very highly competitive industry, and you don't make a whole lot of money at it either. Really, the people that do best in restaurant work are the ones that are in it for the love of it.
Yeah.
And you just can't make a lot of money.
I worked for a mom and pop like Italian restaurant. My boss used to say, if you want to make $1 million in restaurants, you need to start out with $2 million.
There you go.
So, special orders and extras. The Vortex is a true short-order kitchen, and we will always try to prepare special orders whenever possible. If you order something that is not on the menu, and we do make it for you, we will charge you whatever damn price we want, and you will thank us for it. If you request extra stuff, that's not a problem, but you will be charged for it. Hey, we don't get this stuff for free, you know.
Right.
Requested deletions will not reduce the price of any menu item. Tightwad.
Nice. That's cool. Now, that kind of reminds me, there was this place that opened up, and I think they've closed down already, here in town, that was actually weighing people's food. Like, you would go in there and...
They closed?
I thought I heard they closed.
Oh.
And maybe that's why they closed, because you haven't been long, you know, in a recent
enough
time.
I know, but I don't really eat sandwiches,
right.
But...
But yeah, it was an interesting idea.
Yeah.
Like you would order, you could order kind of a pre-made sandwich, and then it would be the menu price, or you could have them custom run your sandwich, and you literally would pay by the weight of the sandwich.
Yeah. So, because his theory was, if you get a bread and a piece of cheese, you should pay for bread and a piece of cheese.
I think that's really interesting. Like,
yeah.
I'd never heard of that before, and it seems so obvious. I mean, I guess I've heard of it in that, like, if you go to the grocery stores, they have the buy-the-pound buffets
yeah.
that you can get. But to actually have that at a kind of a sit-down, it wasn't a service place with waiters or anything like that. It was you go up to the kind of the counter and order what you were looking for. But to see it in that sort of a situation was unusual.
Yeah, I agree. I really liked that place. I didn't know it was closed.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bum you out. I just heard. I mean, I haven't been either. So, anyway, all that aside, is there more that you want to highlight from the menu of this place?
Sure.
Now, there's strippers here, like, because it looks like there's girls on their website
I
that
don't know.
Are in various states of disrobe.
I don't know.
Like, if you click the About page, that girl is topless.
Oh.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't see, you know, the nips, but she's topless.
Tip or die. An 18% gratuity may be ordered or added to your check if you're a party of six or more. If you think tipping is a scam...
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe. So they'll use their discretion.
If you think tipping is a scam, then buy yourself a TV dinner, stay home, and watch wrestling.
Nice.
Tipping is how our servers and bartenders make their living.
This is all on their menu?
Yes.
This thing is like a book.
There's rules. I actually, my friend went and she took a picture of the menu, and there's rules on the front. And it's. I just think it's great.
Wow. I mean, it really gives you something to look at while you're waiting for your food.
Well, that's what I thought was entertaining. I'm sure a lot of this is for humor. You know what I mean? Like,
but
the rules are real, but they're obviously not going to slap you silly, and they're not going
right.
Your waitress isn't going to mock you, but...
Sure.
But,
Well, maybe.
So, help us help you. If you ever feel that you've received substandard service, please notify your manager on duty. We really want to know if a server sucks.
Hmm, for sure.
Takeout orders. At the Vortex, our dine-in guests are always our first priority, so be aware that we may suspend takeout orders during peak periods.
Hmm.
When we are busy, and it seems like they're a restaurant that's really busy. That's
sure.
kind of the way they talk about it, and probably for this reason. Supposedly, they have the best burgers in Atlanta.
Do they let children in?
No, you have to be 18 because of the law.
Oh, really?
They said that.
So that's not just like into a bar area or a VIP
no,
area?
No, in order
the whole
to
place.
Enter the restaurant, you get carded because the
wow.
Georgia passed a law that you have to be 18 to be in a smoking area.
Oh, interesting.
Yep, so that's actually kind of good. I don't want to be hitting a bunch of kids. No tables of kids. You get tables of strippers instead.
Right.
When we are busy, we do not have time to wait while you ask every member of the secretary pool what dressing they want in their salad. So please have your order complete before you call us. Always check the contents of your order before you leave. We will not be responsible for errors after they are removed from the premises.
How much more is there?
There's more.
My goodness. 855.
I won't read it all, but it's
That's
some more stuff worth reading.
That's the CAI toll-free line here. Have you ever been to this place? The Vortex in Atlanta? It's the most explicit menu I've ever heard. 1-855. I'm still blown away by it. 855-453. Toll-free number. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff, and they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.56. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.97.28, $8.48.64 for a half ounce, or $4.24.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.97.28, $8.48.64, and $4.24.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you find there. Lots of different stuff awaits you, and we give it all away. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Bitcoin. It is a very interesting currency. If you haven't taken the time to learn about it, you can go to weusecoins.org to learn more about bitcoins. It's a decentralized, meaning it's not a central bank. It is not a corporation, some sort of mega corporation. It's not even a mini corporation. It's a completely decentralized open source currency. And it works. It's fast. It's
simple. You have to do some learning. There's a learning curve on this, and hopefully it'll become easier over time. But the concept is pretty easy to get. There is no central bank. It's all distributed, so there's no way to take it down. They can't go to some vault and raid the money out of it. There is no money. It's just ones and zeros. It's just code, basically. And it's amazing how it works. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. And you can get your bitcoins with cash as well through bitinstant.com in less than an hour. Deposit cash at any major bank and get your bitcoins with that cash by visiting bitinstant.com. And once again, you can learn more about the Bitcoin at weusecoins.org. So as we continue here, sharing with you what may be the most libertarian, at least right on its face, sounding restaurant that I have certainly ever heard of. And Julia, you came across this because a friend of yours actually went there.
Right, I saw this on an internet blog. Someone went there and they reviewed it and they took a bunch of pictures. And I guess it was on like Man versus Food. They've got, oh gosh, they've got this sandwich. They took a picture. Her boyfriend ate it, so she took a picture of it. And it's like a bacon cheeseburger, but instead of the buns being buns, they're grilled cheese sandwiches. So it's basically like a heart attack. I forget what it's called. It's got a name. It's like the double coronary bypass.
Right. Yeah, they've got something like that at KFC.
It's $15.95. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
It's like two chicken patties, and then between
disgusting.
It is a sandwich.
At least this has bread on the, you know, like, I feel like if you're going to eat a burger.
Bread, yeah, yeah. Like, what do they call that one? The double down, I think, at KFC.
That's
it looks
disgusting.
Horrifying. So you had said this was like a really libertarian place. And of course, when you say that, you mean liberty-oriented
right.
or property rights-oriented. In fact, you're going to get into some more of their rules. Like when you get the menu at this place,
yes, there's a lot
it's
of
fairly
rules.
Verbose with a lot of stuff written down there about what you can and can't do in this place. And a lot of the themes sounded pretty like influenced by the ideas of freedom. And of course, being free means you are free to set your own rules. So some people would argue that in a truly free society, there could be some areas in which there's more control. Simply because if it's your private property, you can admit whoever you want. Like in this case, it's an 18 and up establishment, so no kids allowed.
They do that because of the law, though.
Yeah,
they say that.
That's only because they want to have smokers in there.
Yes,
but if they thought
true.
If they thought families were more valuable than smokers, then they wouldn't. You know, they would do it differently, right?
They must. I mean, the majority of their patrons must smoke, or the website, it does, like you said, it looks like a biker bar.
There's a chick with the topless
chick
with right with cigarettes sitting in a chair. So, and by the way, so I'm looking around on their website, the vortexbarandgrill.com, and under the About tab there is links and then politics and education. Now when you go there, you see interesting things like the Institute for Justice, the Institute for Humane Studies, Cato Institute, Libertarian Party. Of course, I'm no fan of the Libertarian Party, but it gives you some idea
yeah.
of where these
well,
people
see,
are coming from.
Well, see, I didn't
from.
Even see that. I just read the rules.
Yeah, and you completely extrapolated it
yes,
from the rules.
Yes, and there's some things that I'm going to read here where they talk about property rights, and I was just blown away. Like, I can't believe this is on a menu somewhere. You
All
know?
Right, tell me about it.
Okay, well, first I just wanted to read these some things from the Idiot Free Zone.
All right.
We really love and appreciate our good customers. They are the reason that we continually have success over the years. To make sure that they are happy, we strive to keep the Vortex an official idiot-free zone at all times. So if you're acting like a great big jerk, we'll be sure to let you know right before we throw you out.
Oh.
Here's the lowdown on some of the idiots who don't last long at the Vortex. Amateurs. Some people can't seem to make the distinction between a public bar and their dingy apartment or frat house. When alcohol is added to the equation, the situation gets uglier. Amateurs are drunken idiots who have no problem vandalizing, stealing, or destroying our property. It's easy to spot amateurs because they often make loud, hooting animal noises for no apparent reason.
Wow.
They don't seem to have any idea how pathetic their behavior is, but it's really obvious to everyone else. Newsflash for amateurs. You're in luck, because there are many other bars in town that cater to amateurs, almost exclusively. Would we prefer that you patronize those establishments? If you insist on making an idiot of yourself when you drink, then maybe you should only drink on St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Eve. These are official amateur nights. You will have lots of company. Tight asses. Tight asses are people who get offended by anything that doesn't fit their narrow view of life. Given the opportunity, these pinched-up petty tyrants would gladly use the power of government to force their beliefs on you. This is on a menu.
Wow.
That's right. They know what's best for everybody.
That's incredible.
So when you visit the Vortex, these idiots just can't help being upset by something. But worst of all, they actually believe we should alter our business to make sure
because
they are never
them.
Offended again.
Right.
Newsflash for tight asses. The Vortex is what it is. If you find our policies, our decor, or any other aspect of our operation offensive, you
go
are free
else.
To take your business elsewhere.
Yep.
Just don't expect us
wow.
to beg you to stay or vow to change our evil ways.
And these guys have been in business since the early 1990s. For a restaurant, that's success. Not only that,
yeah.
they've expanded to a different location.
They have two.
Apparently, you know, according to their own website, they're very, very busy. And if you don't last more than 5 years in the restaurant business being crappy at what you do.
We don't care if we offend you. If you think it's awful, be sure to tell all your tight-ass friends how terrible we are, because we don't want them spoiling our fun either.
Wow.
Moochers. These parasites have made a lifestyle out of trying to scam stuff for free from honest business owners.
Mm-hmm.
If we ever have a
anyone who's worked in retail knows the Moochers.
I love their newsflash for the Moochers. It's very funny. If we ever have a legitimate mistake on a customer's order, we always do the best to correct the problem. Our good patrons understand this, but Moochers see this situation as an opportunity to demand something for nothing. Newsflash for Moochers. Take it somewhere else, scumbag. We are not in the habit of giving away free food or drinks to appease lowlifes.
Mm.
We do not play that game at the Vortex.
Right. They know that if they go to some place like the Olive Garden, for instance, some big...
they're going to touch them.
They actually mention the Olive Garden?
They don't say the Olive Garden, but what they do say is, if you want something for nothing, you need to go to one of those multinational corporate chain restaurants and complain, because they seem to love that kind of BS.
That's how they handle it. These big chains, they will give you a free meal if you complain about something.
And, right. It's hilarious.
And these guys have seen it all before, and they're sick and tired of it.
I don't know what I just did. I pressed a weird... Okay. I pressed a weird button.
They know the scams. You know, you've been in the restaurant business long enough, you know what the scams
yeah.
are. Right.
So, bullies. Our staff is simply trying to earn an honest living, and we have a little fun along the way, too. When they are treated in a courteous manner by their customers are treated the same way in return. It's called mutual respect. Most people, decent people, understand this concept, but these rude jerks can't seem to grasp it.
You put a different word in there.
I did put a different word in there.
What was the other word? You don't have to say it, but what's it start with?
Well, it starts with a B, and I wasn't sure if it was radio-friendly.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it B that's pretty long?
Yeah.
Long word? Okay, gotcha. We're coming up. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want entirely toll free at 855-453-FREE. Have you ever been to a restaurant more explicitly liberty-oriented, shall we say, or more explicitly, I don't even, we know they're liberty-oriented from the links on their website, but I don't know if that's how you want to describe them.
Well, I don't really get the feeling that the, like, when you're in there and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in a liberty haven, it's not like that, but there are rules. Somebody who is clued into the liberty movement, there's key words that I'm hearing, like
right.
The force of government and things like that, that I instantly was thought, oh my gosh, this has to be a libertarian.
Yeah, it's such a strong affirmation of a lot of the ideas we talk about on this show. Property rights, for instance. You're going to get into some references to property rights. We're talking about the Vortex Bar and Grill, which is apparently a place that only exists in Atlanta, Georgia. And they have a menu that has literally, I don't know, a couple thousand words within the first two pages. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit there, but it's a lot of text, a lot of rules for people to read. And you'd think, well, with all those rules, you know, no one's going to come to your restaurant. But
well,
this
really,
is a successful place.
There's only one restaurant, and it's don't be an idiot, right? That or one rule. That's their rule is don't
no
be
jerks.
An idiot. But they get into it. And it's funny because working in restaurants, they bring up things that people, obnoxious people do. You know, they brought up the moochers was one of my favorites.
Trying to scam a free meal.
Right. And I used to work at a mom and pop restaurant, and that didn't fly there either. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If you, what they do is they'll do something like you come back to the table and you say, how's your food? Oh, it's great. And then they eat the whole dish and then they go,
I didn't like it.
Exactly. And that's what these people are talking about. But if you work in a chain restaurant where they worship the ground you walk on and you get free gift cards for everything that goes wrong, I had a really, really bad experience at Longhorn.
Okay.
Here in Keene.
It's a steakhouse.
Multiple. Experiences, and I specifically asked, all I wanted was the answer to my question. Not, I said, I do not want a gift card. I do not want free stuff. All I want to know is, what is your policy on this? They didn't answer the question and sent me a gift card.
So we'll get back into that here, and if you've got an experience, maybe you've been to this Vortex place, or maybe have you ever heard of a restaurant that was any more explicit than these people? They really get very explicit on what they think is appropriate as far as behavior from their customers.
Right.
And a lot of this stuff is unsaid at other restaurants or you know, in the fantasy of the restaurant owner that they would never imagine saying these things to customers. Like being very blunt with, hey, if you don't tip, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You know, and actually using profanity in some cases on the menu. 855-450-FREE is the number here. Also, want to invite you, if you have ever been somebody who's been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are too expensive, I'd like to invite you to learn more about jurisdictionary.com. It's the course for people who don't have attorneys and arms you with information on how to use the court's rules. And if you don't know their rules, you might as well be fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and you can grab their 4-CD course, which is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend, online over at jurisdictionary.com. Get some free stuff, too, like the weekly tips and tactics newsletters, free legal dictionary, free videos, and of course you can buy the course at jurisdictionary.com. Use their pull-down menu, select Free Talk Live, so they know that you heard about them from us at jurisdictionary.com. Now, there was a little more from this menu, Julia, that you said you wanted to share with our
right.
audience.
There's actually a lot more, and I skipped a bunch of it, but I really wanted to read this last policy. It's called the Vortex 86 Policy. And this is kind of what sealed the deal for me as far as knowing that they were libertarians. Property rights are the most basic of civil rights and are the cornerstone of our free society. Yet bullies, busybodies, and other advocates of socialism have spent years trying to blur the distinction between the concepts of open to the public and publicly owned. Mm. They do not mean the same thing. Like most businesses, the Vortex...
This is something a lot of people are confused about, so it's interesting that it's on a menu.
I think the smoking laws are a perfect example of that. People think that they have a right to clean air in someone else's
house, essentially. Yeah.
Like most businesses, the Vortex is operated on private property. When we open our doors to the public, we allow individuals permission to enter our property if they so desire. But we do not grant anybody the right is in quotes, to remain on the premises. Being a guest of any property owner is a privilege revocable at any time.
Wow.
If we do not appreciate someone's behavior while in the Vortex, as the property owner, we reserve the right to remove that person at our sole discretion. In other words, no one can force us to put up with you if we think you're acting like a jerk.
Right.
In hospitality industry terms, being asked to leave the bar, club, or restaurant is known as being 86th. So if we toss your stupid butt out of the Vortex for acting like an idiot, don't be telling us about your rights. Just shut up and get out. Better yet, do us all a big favor and don't act like an idiot to begin with.
There you go.
So
some people might be listening to this thinking, wow, it's really harsh. But on the other hand, what's wrong with what they're saying?
Well, and you know, I think in a restaurant, this probably isn't as apparent, but this seems more like a bar type atmosphere, and people can get very obnoxious when they're drunk.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I think it's really important in bars to have very strict rules about the way people are acting when they're consuming that much alcohol. I do agree with that 100%.
But any old way you slice it, just to have all of that out on Front Street like that, I think it's a very unique approach.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything quite like it before. And I would love to know more about this and whether or not anyone else is doing this. Is this the only place in America that has such an explicit set of rules? Probably not, but it's certainly the only time I've ever come across it, and it's really unique. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, I couldn't wait to tell you about it when I found it earlier. I didn't expect to read it on the air. I just thought it was neat. But
yeah, and like you said, you didn't check their website. You didn't find the links. But yeah, they've got a links section on their website that makes it really clear what their viewpoint is. And there's one of the first warnings you read earlier in the hour when we started talking about this was like, you might be offended by the opinions you hear at the Vortex.
Yeah. Well, my friend, her review was, you know, there's all these rules, and she posted a picture of the rules, and she wrote, but, you know, once you get past the rules, the food was good, and you know what I mean? So she's not a libertarian. She didn't even pick up on that. She didn't, you know, she
property
was just like,
rights.
She probably thought it was neat, funny, you know, like weird, whatever.
Well, that's
but
cool,
she liked
though,
the food.
Well, right, and if people look at it and they think it's neat or funny or weird, at least they're getting ideas kind of slipped in. Like, even if they don't realize how profound or important those ideas are, they're legitimate, and and you accept them to some extent by being there.
Right.
So I think it's really cool. It's a cool way to kind of, you know, get the ideas of freedom, property rights, in this case, more specifically property rights. Not really advocating the freedom to do what you want as long as you don't harm anyone else. Those aren't the rules of this private property. The rules are very specific here.
But they do mention, you know, that the busybodies, they like to use the force of government.
That's true. They do have some explicitly pro-liberty statements.
What do they call it? Their narrow-minded view of the world, to force their narrow-minded view of the world on everybody.
Right. And we had an issue over at the Shire Society Forum, which kind of reminds me of some of this, and that somebody was complaining on the forum, and the Shire Society is kind of an idea of encouraging people to withdraw their consent from the government's coercive society and join a peaceful, consensual, voluntary society, and to actually move together with other people that are doing that here in the Shire. And so the forum exists for the purpose of furthering that community, and for the purpose of focusing on activism, liberty-oriented activism. And the forum makes it very clear when you sign up that that's what the intention of the forum is. So much like this restaurant, there's an agreement that you're agreeing to when you go in. And still, somebody, you know, now and then, somebody will show up on the forum and say something like, well, what do you mean there's no free speech here? How come I can't just talk about anything I want? Some guy was there a few days ago saying that, well, he should be able to, if you're all about freedom, then he should be able to just post whatever he wants on the forum.
There was an incident in Keene at a, you know, just a hangout location, and I saw a lot of people saying things like, when there was a questionable behavior, there was people saying things like, but what about liberty? And it was the same thing where, you know, liberty means more rules in a lot of cases.
Well, right. Your freedom to set rules for your property, and that can mean there's quite a variety of options out there. I like choices. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RajaMojo. Raja Mojo. Songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring us anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there. So enjoy them on us over at freetalklive.com. And like all websites, it is private property in that somebody pays for it, even though it's free to you and open to the public. Ultimately, there is a set of rules, like we don't want spam. So there are certain rules in place that help protect us against spammers. Because if it was all about freedom, then anybody would be able to post their Rolex watch ads and their penis pump ads and whatever other ads they wanted to all over our website. And sorry, that's not what it's all about.
You know? I like to say that manners, etiquette, it's and rules are more important in a liberty community than in our current community, I guess.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that one of the biggest, most important parts of the liberty philosophy is personal responsibility. So I think that being able to behave properly is really important. I mean, if you want to be able to pitch this idea to people, you know, you need to be able to show people that we're not just a bunch of unruly jerks. You know, we have standards and we behave well despite the fact that government isn't here to tell us what to do.
That's a tough, that can be a tough position to come from sometimes, though, because sometimes what you consider to be a good behavior isn't necessarily what other people consider to be good behavior. So, for instance, smoking cannabis in public, a lot of people are upset by that.
Well, public property wouldn't exist, though, in that magic liberty society, right?
This is true. In a truly property rights-oriented place, there would be no commons. But there would be proper different types of property. There would be property that was very exclusive, like this club you're talking about here, this restaurant, the Vortex in Atlanta, where they're excluding people from under the age of 18. So you can exclude people in that way. But you can also have a very inclusive property. There's no reason why you couldn't have a piece of property that you opened to and called it a commons. It would ultimately be...
But you could still set rules for it if there were things that... Like, I think, you know, in a lot of common areas, sex in public is something most people don't want to see. So most people, you know, would probably implement those kind of rules on their property that they open to the public. Like a park, for example, is what I'm thinking of specifically.
Right. I think that most park owners would not want to have littering at their park, for instance. I think there's a lot of reasonable rules. But what I was saying is that with private property, you can still have, in theory, a commons. Like
right.
If I wanted to set up a plot of land and say, hey, go to it, do whatever you want on there, it would be my property, so I could allow that to happen. And similarly, since, you know, for instance, you take like a downtown Main Street kind of a place where you could, in theory, have different property owners next door to one another and different opinions about what is appropriate. So some property owner might be completely cool with people smoking right outside the front door of his property. A lot of people would say that's, you know, completely unattractive and that you don't want to have like your employees on a break out in front of the property smoking cigarettes.
You know, I work in a place that is a tobacco-free campus is what they call it, mm-hmm. and you cannot smoke cigarettes on the campus at all. It is prohibited. And those cigarette smokers will walk as far as they can, you know what I mean, down the street, basically, and smoke. But they're not allowed to smoke. You're not allowed to smoke on outside the doors or anything like it.
So each property owner would be able to make their own decision about that. And then whatever works best in the marketplace would be likely what was most chosen most often. But there always will be niches. There will always be special locations and special businesses that cater to a certain select audience, and that they're okay with that. And this is a company that is okay with that, the Vortex, which we've been talking about here. Very, very select in who they want to deal with. If you're too drunk, they don't want you there. If you're going to be a scam artist trying to mooch, they don't want you there. And that's okay. And they're doing well, actually.
Yes.
They're thriving after, you know, being a restaurant business. To be in the restaurant business for 20 years?
From 1992
to 2012.
Yeah.
So to be in a restaurant business for 20 years is an incredible
And they opened up
story.
A second location, right. which says that they're doing well.
It doesn't always say that you're doing sure. well, but, I mean, like, for instance, a lot of companies will get into debt even further to open up a second location, but in the restaurant business, that's generally a good sign.
Yeah.
So your thoughts certainly welcome here, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about property rights or maybe some other restaurant with unique rules or any business type that's got a unique kind of set of rules that you've never really seen before. And I think that rules can be valuable, but people can go too far with them too. You know, and if someone goes too far with a set of rules, then you in the marketplace get to decide whether or not to give them your business. If you feel like a business is too restrictive, then don't go there. And then see if they make it. Because if they're restricting too many people and their niche is too small, then they're going to end up having to close their doors.
And or a lot of businesses change their do. Policies.
That's true. And that's one of the nice things about business, is, as compared to, say, the government, is that business can change on a dime. Like, you know, if they need to change tomorrow, they can just have a meeting or do whatever they need to do to make a policy change.
Yeah. Well, I imagine, and I don't know the history of this bar at all, so I'm just speculating, but I imagine the Vortex Bar and Grill, it says that they have the best burgers in Atlanta, and they've won some awards for that. Mm-hmm. I imagine they probably just started out as like a biker-style burger joint, you know what I mean, maybe with a bar, and that was kind of the atmosphere, and I doubt that the first day they opened up, they had all these rules, they just kind of went that direction, but that's just my guess.
Well, they do have a brief history of the Vortex on
oh,
their
really?
Website. It says that they opened in 1992 in Atlanta's Midtown neighborhood when the area was still underdeveloped and considered to be a little sketchy. Through hard work and perseverance, the little family-owned corner pub earned a reputation for serving the best burgers in town, offering a selection of booze. In addition to their food, the owner's offbeat humor and large collection of kooky decor became hallmarks of this new hangout. Because the siblings refused to tolerate what they called jerks and idiots in their establishment, the Vortex also gained notoriety for its unconventional, no-nonsense approach to customer service. So it sounds to me like it was like that right out the gate. I mean, they don't specify what their menu looked like
right.
from day one, but, I mean, if that's in the first paragraph of the history about your restaurant referencing being in 1992, that I'm going to extrapolate from that these guys have always been pretty out on Front Street about their policies. And I think
that's
outstanding.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I love it.
And it's working for them, so good for them. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. Again, you know, we can talk to you about property rights or whatever might happen to be on your mind. But we're also, you know, looking at what some businesses allow and what they don't. One of the things that we're seeing these days as having a lot of acceptance thus far, and that's because the government hasn't gotten involved, is the e-cigarette. A lot of people are switching to e-cigarettes so they can be in a restaurant again and actually satiate their nicotine habit without having to use a cigarette. And thus far, the government people haven't really been cracking down. I heard that Boston...
In a couple places,
right.
they have. And I think it's... I mean, the other cities will follow suit eventually. They just haven't caught on yet. I hope it doesn't happen, but
I think you're probably right
government,
about that. And they are slow. The yeah. government is slow at catching on to a new trend. And so hopefully it'll be, you know, another 10 years before they get around to this. But then I don't know what to expect. Like you said, some cities have already done it. And inevitably a lot of other governments are looking at them to see what happens. And if they get away with it, then somebody else is going to try it, and so on and so forth. But ultimately, you know, we would like to get to a point where people do have true property rights, and you do get to set your own rules. And I think that extends to something that most people don't think of, and that is getting rid of things like health code permits. Because you know the people running this bar are still completely permitted. They've got their liquor license, they've got their health code permit, and that's because, like any business owner, they're scared S-less of the fact that the government's going to come in there and raid their location. There was a news story here in Keene, actually, just I think over the weekend, at one of the local clubs, the Liquor Commission thugs came in there and actually started a fight.
Well, I would like to point out that that bar is a fight every night. So
no doubt. No doubt.
I mean, that bar has a reputation where all the jerks go, and there's always fights at that bar.
They're dealing with a bar full of drunken louts, no doubt about it. But all that said, there wasn't a fight until the Liquor Commission guys showed up and started to cause trouble. So business owners are rightfully scared of these people. They are scary. They can shut you down, and they can charge you with a felony. I was looking at the laws, because, you know, in reference to the Liquor Commission story, and they're written to the point where, at least here in New Hampshire, it's probably like this in a lot of places, where if you give a beer to somebody, it's a felony.
What if
you don't have a license?
Oh, okay.
Wait. Meaning if you give a beer to somebody, it's a felony.
Oh. Well, I've committed many felonies.
Right. It doesn't mean they're necessarily prosecuting people for that.
My understanding is that New Hampshire has the liquor laws that are on the books for New Hampshire go back to when Prohibition first ended, and they have been that way ever since, and they really haven't loosened up.
I bet you're right about that. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. At least we don't have any dry counties, at least that I know of. There are still some places in America that are like that. You can't even buy it.
Really?
That's right. You didn't know about that? It's true. 855-450-FREE. Of course, what happens in dry counties? People drive to the next county so they can buy alcohol there and then drunkenly, likely, drive back. Great idea. 855-453. Hour 3 is next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.